So would you, with your eyes open, would you choose how you want to present yourself? If Yeshua was literally walking around the corner right now, hey, I'd like to have lunch with you guys. How would you like to present yourself to Yeshua? What would that vibration of well-being look like in your space? How would you like to wear that vibration of certainty? Of being capable. Of being commanding of your presence. That vibration of happier. Allowing that happier to just bubble from the inside out. My personal new goal is to be masterful with this vibration of happier. An amazing vibration. It's in this vibration of happier that all the ascended masters, all the Elohim, the lords of light, grand beings, look to you to say, show me what that looks like in human form. So with your eyes open, would you look down at your human form? Notice how it moves. You have one. You chose a human form. And you chose to do this work in human form. And when you own your mastery, you will be asked to stand in front of all these great beings and show yourself. So with this appreciation that you have for yourself, in this vibration of well-being and certainty, that vibration of happier, would you breathe your eyelids closed? And would you follow three circular breaths, breathing in that essence of all that is into your cells, allowing that essence of all that is to merge with you, and then breathing that out into all that is, adding the essence of you to the collective. And would you breathe in that vibration? I am well-being. I allow that well-being to be in every cell of this human body, in every hormone, in every organ, in every cell. I breathe in well-being. And now I breathe out that well-being into the collective consciousness. I breathe in my certainty. Again, filling every cell of my beingness with that vibration that claim. I am certain. I'm certain I'm clothed right now. I'm certain I brushed my teeth this morning. That level of certainty, I am. And as we breathe in this vibration of I am certain, anything that is not certain simply goes down that grounding cord, that straight line and coil that connects you to the Earth Mother. And would you breathe in that vibration of I am commanding. I am commanding of who I am. I am commanding of my presence. And breathing that level of command out into the collective consciousness. This tapestry that you have been building for weeks. The more you weave the tapestry, the firmer your foundation, the firmer your platform is to being a resident of the fifth dimension. And as you're a resident of the fifth dimension, you open that pathway to the sixth and seventh dimensions. So now would you breathe in that vibration of being senior in your body? I am the authority in this body. And in this vibration of my seniority and my command, with great certainty, I declare that I am in well-being. That the choices I make are for my highest good and greatest joy. I choose the right people to hang around with. I choose the right foods that allow my cells to vibrate in this higher vibration. I choose the activities that allow me to move my lymph and move my blood and move the oxygen in my body so that I might absorb more light. Take a breath here. We didn't really talk in level one a lot about absorbing light. We've talked about spinning your field. This create your power field is really about that, creating the power field, creating the octahedron that is now inside that sphere of light. But you are in a sphere of light. So would you simply open your awareness to that conscious level of, I'm breathing in. If I'm standing in this column of light, within this power field of light, I'm breathing in light. And I'm breathing out light. And just notice what you notice right here, wherever your field is spinning, right here. Notice what you notice. Would you put your awareness on your higher mind? That very still point that is connected via that golden infinity loop to your other still point, your sacred heart. Would you just notice by putting your awareness on your higher mind how your attention narrows in and focuses in on a quieter place? And in higher mind, would you say hello to your well-being? And notice, in well-being, there is a balance. And there is a stability. And right here, in higher mind, would you say hello to the feminine energy, that mother energy, the divine feminine of the mother, that runs in through your column of light, spiraling from the center of the earth, from that crystalline structure standing right in the center of that lake, in the center of Gaia, that mother energy that spirals in a clockwise formation up the center of your column of light, fountaining out the top of your sphere, your power field, fountaining out around you, 360 degrees around you, and then being pulled back in to your column of light. Would you say hello to that beautiful feminine energy? Saying hello at that vibration of well-being. Or would you allow yourself to receive the hello back from the mother? And would you allow the mother to infuse her well-being with your well-being? Allowing yourself to absorb more well-being, more balance and stability from this feminine energy. Just notice what changes in your power field, what changes in your column of light, what changes in your physical body when you say hello to this energy and allow yourself to receive from this energy. And now would you say hello to that masculine energy, the father energy that comes spiraling down from the Christed grid into your column of light in a counterclockwise formation, being pulled from above into your column of light, and it pulls out below your feet, and then 360 degrees around you is pulled now back up and around, and coming back into the top of that column of light in a counterclockwise formation. Simply saying hello to the Father. Hello to this divine masculine energy of well-being. What does that feel like? How is it different than the feminine well-being? Would you say hello to the divine masculine of balance? And the divine masculine of stability? And would you notice that the masculine energy is more straight lines and edges, and the feminine energy is more swirls and curves? Both have a place, and the masculine energy is the structure for the feminine flow. It's the container that allows for that expression. Would you have an intention of being one with this divine masculine and this divine feminine energy? One with no separation. Right here, wherever you are, would you breathe yourself into 30% of the speed of light? For some of you, that may be a slowing down of your energy. For some of you, that may be a speeding up of your energy. Just notice the shift. And would you allow all that is not you at well-being, balance, and stability to spin out of your field at 30% of the speed of light? . 100% for my personal growth. So any imprinting that I might have still been running through my space, as much as I'm willing and ready to let go of right now, places where I'm not in well-being, or I'm out of balance, or there's been a wobble in my space for stability. Simply giving it permission to spin out of my field right here at 30% of the speed of light. This is a great place where if your hormones have been out of balance, for that out of balance-ness, if that's a word, to spin out right here, right now. And yes, gentlemen, if you've been wondering, you also have hormones. And yes, it is possible that your hormones have been out of balance. It's not just a female thing. Though we do vocalize when we are our hormones are out of balance. We let you know pretty quickly. And notice as what's not you is spinning out of your field, you're able to absorb a higher vibration of happiness. Would you say hello to that internal happiness, allowing yourself to absorb more light at the vibration of happiness or happier? And on the next breath, would you breathe yourself into 60% of the speed of light, claiming and owning yourself in well-being and balance and stability at 60% of the speed of light. Being certain in your well-being. Capable in your stability. Senior in your balance. And here would you weave in that vibration of gratitude and appreciation, again, that you have a human body. Many of you know that I work with the angels and the Ascended Masters when I do a healing session. And I've always been in awe of them. But I can honestly tell you, they are in awe of you because you have a human body. And you are accomplishing amazing things in a human body that have never been possible before because of the density that has been on Earth. So would you truly be in gratitude and appreciation? you were at the front of the line that said, send me. I want to be part of this waking up. I want to be part of the rise of consciousness. I want to be part of Earth and humanity returning to well-being and balance. Bringing the all that is into stable stability. And would you be pleased with yourself? You made this happen. You created this. And would you be pleased with your creation? There's no room for doubt. There's no room for poor little me. There's only this huge expansion of this is who I am. This expansion of wow, wow. Look at what I've allowed myself to step into. Well-being, purposefully, balance, with grace, stability, with that internal smile. Take a breath. Would you bring all of you now, very capably and with command and seniority, would you breathe all of you up to 90% of the speed of light? Joyously. Would you say hello to your well-being? Right here at 90% of the speed of light. Effortlessly walking in balance. With every step you take, walking in with that stability on this foundation, this platform that you've created. One with Mother, Father, God, Creator. One with all that is. And again here, would you say hello to the balance, the well-being, and the stability within your physical body? Within the blood, pumping through your heart, pumping through your sacred heart. Would you say hello to the oxygen, pumping through your lungs? Oxygenating your cells. Would you say hello to the lymph? I believe you have 42 pints of lymph in the body, 6 pints of blood. Would you say hello to your organs? And in command, in certainty, with clarity, would you say hello to the liver? Would you say hello to the gallbladder? Say hello to the spleen. Say hello to the pancreas. Say hello to your kidneys. Say hello to your lungs. Say hello to your heart. In well-being, balance, stability. With some excitement in there, some happy, happy, joy, joy. Everyone loves a hello. I see you. The organs are no different. The liver is responsible for removing the toxins of the body. Lovely organ to say hello to. The pancreas balances your blood sugars. And your kidneys flush out the fluids of the body. Great organs to say hello to on a daily basis. And thank them. Thank them for this well-being and the balance, how they're in balance with your body. Let's take this up just another notch. Bring your field back up to 90% of the speed of light. And would you say hello to your hormonal system? Specifically, the pituitary gland. Pituitary is the master gland. You'll do quite a bit of work with the pituitary and the pineal gland as you move forward. But for today, let's just say hello to that pituitary gland. Having it be in balance. In well-being. And stability. And the hormones are the chemical messengers for the body. So we're simply going to allow this master gland, the pituitary, to communicate effectively with the other glands of the body. So other glands are things like the thymus, the hypothalamus, the adrenal glands for women, the ovaries for men, the testes, all the glands of the body. There's more, but of those glands, to flow and communicate via the hormones in balance. In well-being, in stability. And right here, would you say hello again to the Mother, Father, God, Creator, that absolute blend of masculine, feminine that you stand within, one with. Holding the hand of the mother, holding the hand of the father, as you are allowing this higher vibration to absorb into the hormonal system, the glandular system, the organs,
come on in. I'm on the phone, so come on in.
I apologize for that. I didn't know somebody was going to walk in. Would you allow yourself to be senior here? Enjoying this well-being. Enjoying this balance. Enjoying this stability. Right here, as you own this stability and this well-being and this balance, would you simply breathe your eyes open? Noticing what you notice right here at 90% of the speed of light. In well-being. Balance and stability. Follow 3, 4, 5 circular breaths. There's absolutely no need to go out of this space. This is your walking around space. So where I would think would be lovely is for the rest of your day is to be aware of yourself in well-being, in balance. Notice how you make your choices for the rest of the day. And what I'd like to do is just open the phone line to see if you have any comments, if you'd like to make a statement about how you are, where you are, how this was for you, what you're noticing.
Hi, this is Carol. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
That was amazing, and I think it's amazing how I feel transformed from when I first got on the phone to now, and it's amazing that we can be out of balance, and, like, I guess I didn't realize how out of balance I was when I got on the call. Amazing to notice the difference. And I do have one question, but if anyone else wants to...
Let's hold the question for until everyone has a chance to just reflect a little bit and comment, and then we'll open up for questions again if there's time here.
This is Alice. That was amazing. Like Carol said, it's amazing how unbalanced you are. I am. I released a lot of emotion there for some reason, the hormonal part. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for those of you that when you're saying hello, it's bringing that hello wherever we're saying hello, bringing it right into that higher vibration. And it's sometimes that's all that's required, is to say hello, and the shift is immediate. It's immediate. As soon as we say hello, it doesn't mean we have to go jump on it and go, "Ooh, I'm going to own this again." We're simply saying hello and allowing that out of balance to simply flow through that field of light.
I definitely felt the difference between the masculine and the feminine energy.
And what did you notice?
With the feminine, I was relaxed. I was feeling good. Then when the masculine stepped up forward, I sat up straight. And I was more in command. It's just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Remember what we said, and I know I've said this before, it's the masculine structure that allows for the feminine flow. So it's an allowing. It gives permission to the feminine to be, if you will, to flow, to be in existence. But that structure has to be there as the container. And I, too, notice that the masculine energies are usually more solid's not the right word, because the feminine energy is very, very solid. It's just there is more of a straight lines and edges.
Yeah.
And that sitting up a little bit more to be into that, you know, flow. It's a little different. And again, they just simply want you to say hello to them as well. And here, this is the other pieces. Say hello and receive the hello back. Big part of us receiving, pulling back into us that which the other beings of light have to share with us. Very much. So if anyone else joined the call, would you like to comment on your experience before we shift over to maybe asking another question or two?
Is that normal for you to stumble over your words after a session?
For me, for you, for anyone?
For me. For me.
The human language is really peculiar sometimes. And so there are times when we get done doing a piece of work, and drooling on oneself is most appropriate. There are times when we are at a different level of energy where there are no words in the human language that can possibly describe what we just did. There are times where we'll get done doing a piece of work and we just need to sit in silence to absorb until we can be coherent to have a conversation.
Okay.
That's why, like this conference I just came home from, the entire time through the conference, it was go sit for an hour and a half by yourself. And when I came home, I still could not be around people. I still couldn't. I even went into a meeting thinking, okay, I'm ready. Got into the meeting. I was there all of 4 minutes. And it's like, I'm not ready. I'm just not ready to share any of where I've been with anyone. And I picked up my bags. I walked back out. It's like, not ready. You know, they just, unless they're in alchemy work, it's too, I call it loud. It's just too loud.
Exactly.
And I trust you both could feel the vibration I was allowing you to stand in and absorb.
Oh, yeah. I felt this.
Okay, Carol, do you have another question?
Yes. So this is something I haven't asked before, because every time I would start to ask it, I would think, no, practice being in your seniority and you figure that out. But now I think maybe it is appropriate to ask, what would you recommend, something, a practice for us to do every day? Like, I think we're exactly a month away from level two.
Mm-hmm.
What could we do every day besides, I mean, there is, the everyday checking in with the power field, practicing being behind our roses, cleaning out our space before falling asleep, those kinds of everyday things. And beyond that, is there something that you would recommend, essential to make sure we do every day,
for example,
for this month?
Be happy. Be happy. Stand in the vibration of happy. Happier. Happier. So I get very emotional about this because this just still just rocks my world. You guys have not been introduced to all the Lords of Light yet. You will. I mean, you will start to be introduced to them. Those of you who've studied with me, you know that I bring Michael in. Archangel Michael comes in and Archangel Gabriel comes in much. If you've done a healing session with me, the whole crew comes with me. But Lord Metatron, he is a Lord of Light. He's also an Archangel, but he's a Lord of Light. And he's, I would say, at the forefront of our coming home, he and Archangel Michael. And to be asked to stand in front of them and show them what it is like to be a fully Christed being in a human body. Would you show that to us? And you can't be in that vibration unless you're in the vibration of happier and living. That's why I say my goal is to master the vibration of happy. And it just, I'm in awe. I'm in awe. And I know that you guys are stepping into level two, and you keep pushing on those of us who are in front of you. It's like, hurry up, we're right on your tail. And you're literally like, I swear to God, you're like right on my heels. And it's, be happy. And own your words. Own this vibration, this seniority, certainty, command, your capableness. Love who you are. Be in that space every day, every minute, every conscious moment that you're sitting, walking, driving. Be in that consciousness. I am a capable person. I am... I'm powerful. This is who I am. Stand in that. Be in that. Celebrate in that. And then step into level two. keep going. Because this is amazing. This is amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I know that up next, on the 9th, which I believe is next week, there's a grad practice class, and that one will do work in the Sacred Heart, specifically going into the Sacred Heart. And also, just so that you guys know, I'm teaching a Power Field class in 2 weeks, I believe. And this one's a short one. Carol, this one's kind of like how you did your class with me. This class is going to be on a Wednesday night, a Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And I have 11 seats in my home that I can have bodies in my home, but there's plenty of room on the phone for anyone who would like to dial in and do the class online. If any of you would like to hold space, you're welcome to be on the line with me holding space, for the students. So let me know if I do have room for more students who would like to be part of the class itself. So schedule was sent out to everyone that you have that and would love to have them as my students. So just let me know however you would like to play.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Be well, you two.
Yeah,
you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.